A prominent civil rights organization in the U.S. warns black travelers against flying on American Airlines, citing multiple instances of alleged racial discrimination. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People accused the airline of subjecting black passengers to disrespectful, discriminatory, or unsafe conditions. The NAACP said it has been monitoring a pattern of disturbing incidents reported by African Americans regarding American Airlines. In August, the organization advised black people to exercise extreme caution in Missouri based on data that showed black drivers were much more likely to be stopped and searched by police in the state than white drivers. People of color say the culture of racism is deeply rooted in the U.S. Joining us live now from Tampa is Life Malcolm, who is the director of the Black People's Advancement and Defense Organization. He's joining us live now via Skype. Thanks for joining us. American Airlines has responded, you may have noticed online, saying that it does want to enter into some sort of discussion with the NAACP over the statement that it has released. Is that a positive first step? Is that an indication that maybe these American organizations, large such as American Airlines, are understanding maybe some of these issues?
Well, again, thank you for having me on the program. I don't know that that's an indication that they understand the position that the NAACP has taken. From what I also saw online, stock is down a little bit, and the tweets about American Airlines were up. So it may be them just doing damage control and attempting to appear politically correct and concerned. I don't know if it's a genuine understanding. I don't have any indication of that. The reality is, for me, at least, American Airlines seems to be a microcosm of the bigger picture that is happening in the United States. And I think you said that the NAACP said that this whole racism thing is pervasive in this country. And I would agree, inter alia.
So what kind of an impact does a statement like NAACP's have, really, do you think, on companies or governments even? Because, you know, we did report on that earlier warning about driving simply in Missouri.
No, apparently they have an impact on people. The thing is, though, I'm hoping that one day, and they may be able to make a you know, some kind of deal with American Airlines and, you know, come to some kind of agreement, but that's nothing new. The thing is, we're always chasing stuff. We being African people in America, we're always chasing the next issue of racism. I think the best approach, though, for the NAACP and others who are concerned about this endemic thing that most people identify as racism in this country, is to attack the entire system that perpetuates it. As I said a few moments ago, American Airlines is just an example of what this entire country does. They said, American Airlines says, that black people have been mistreated, and there are disparities, and watch out if you're driving. That's that can be said about America, altogether. And the prudent approach, in my view, is instead of chasing each issue, we look to overturn the entire system that permits that kind of thing.
But if I may make this last question, Mr. Malcolm, I'm wondering, in a capitalist system such as the United States, where, a company like American Airlines really needs its customers to remain happy because, as you said, its stocks have gone down, et cetera, et cetera. So do you think that, and actually, let me rephrase it, why do you think it is that these companies allow their employees to get away with the discriminatory practices that they have carried out against, for example, African Americans?
Because they know that they've always been in a position where they didn't need our money. They always needed our free labor, but never have been in a position to need our money. So, and that's been seen, I like that whole idea of American Airlines being a microcosm. We've seen that with people like Oprah Winfrey and other African superstars who've gone to white stores and, they close the door on them and won't let them in because they just don't need our money. All they've needed from us is our free labor and our resources, both human and material, but they don't need our money. And when I say resources, I mean natural resources, not the money that they create and generate. So they don't care whether or not we spend money. The same reason why Donald John Trump didn't care to campaign in black communities. He didn't need our vote in order to win. So, you know, it's that same kind of idea. You know, it, like, again, I say that American Airlines and other capitalist companies in this capitalist country, they just pattern the Big Daddy, which is the United States of America. And once we begin to shut that down, overturn that system, then we won't be chasing these issues as they arise seemingly every day.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to share your insight with us.
Thank you.